Well, we welcome the Wisconsin Soybean Association, our Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, in on a Wednesday morning. And we are, of course, always trying to remind you how your soybean checkoff dollars are being spent in the state of Wisconsin as well as beyond. And like all of our checkoff programs, those funds are dedicated to research, promotion, education, and in studio with us, one of the folks that's doing all three of those is Dr. Sean Conley, our University Extension soybean specialist. So you're pretty much buttoned up this year, hey? Already done.
Yeah, Pam, this has been a very good year for us in terms of both timeliness of planting and harvest. We got all our beans in by May 8th this year, which is a record for us, and all of our beans out by the 16th of October. So again, it's been a good year for us and hopefully for the farmers listening as well.
I know that you've got to crunch your numbers and kind of, you know, drill down on exactly what happened. What was the rudimentary comments either from you or your grad students?
Yeah, good question, Pam. So if you look across our locations, we're going to be above trend in almost all of our locations. They're up near Seymour. We're going to be a little bit below trend, but we had a little bit of SDS as well as some drought in August that really took the top end off. We saw that also in southeast Wisconsin, where, again, we didn't get a lot of rainfall there in August and really kind of took, I'd say, 3 to 7 bushels off the top end. But for the most part, if you look the bigger picture, Wisconsin, we do have plots in northern Illinois. We have plots in eastern Iowa. And most of the farmers we talked to there, this is in their top three best bean years.
Excellent. Yeah. So we always want to remind growers that may still be making their way through that soybean field, or maybe folks that have good documentation that was verified or something. Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, mighty attractive this year as far as prize money and just getting the recognition. And we still have time to get those numbers in if we can.
That's right, Pam. We have until basically December 15th to get those records in. It's very easy to go to and download. Just go to the www.coolbean.info. Download the instructions and the application information, just mail it in. And if you do mail in a sample, make sure you send in a sample of grain too. We get very few grain samples, and we always give the highest quality bean as well.
Right. And like you said, this year, the whole bean crop, all of the state of Wisconsin for the most part, looking pretty good. Now, remind us about the cash prize money.
So the top cash prize winner for the given area would be $1,000, and second place is $500. But then we have another added benefit is if you have the best bean quality, and that's an additional $500 on top of that. And if we get anybody to have over 100 bushels per acre, there's an extra $2,500. So it'd be a pretty easy way for a farmer to bring in $4,000 to $5,000. Cashola money this year.
I was thinking about, I tease him every year that I'm going to enter our beans. The reason I'm kind of smiling is $2,500 this year sounds like there could be multiple growers that hit that 100 bushel plus mark. You guys only going to do that once? Because your goal as soybean extension specialist is to get us over 100 bushel repeatedly.
Right, that's a good question, and I will defer that to the marketing board group that helps fund this research. So I'm just here to deliver the information and play the rule keeper.
Yeah, and that's the thing is you do have to make sure that these are independently verified numbers that you're submitting. That's probably one of the greatest challenges at this stage in the game. All right, that leads me to my next conversation. Normally, we recognize those folks at the Wisconsin Corn Soy Expo in Wisconsin Dells, which has been postponed till 2022. So what's the game plan there, Cool Bean?
That's another good question that I haven't really thought about till right now. Thanks, Pam, for putting me on the spot. Most likely what we'll do is we're going to be having these bull and bean sessions going on in replacement of the Corn Soy Expo, and we'll have those farmers featured on one of those sessions to be able to recognize them. And I'm just, what do they call it, spitballing right here.
Yeah.
And probably have them serve as a panel. So I've just filled another
there.
One.
That makes sense, though, that you'd want to know what they're doing, especially if they happen to be over that 100 bushel mark.
Yeah, and usually what we've done is I've just give the top over, the cream and the crop of what they do. But it'd probably be an interesting topic just to have those farmers come in, each present like 5 minutes and have an open Q&A to basically say what did work and, more importantly, what doesn't work. And I think that's a lot of things that farmers are better able to handle by speak about what worked on their farm, but more importantly, what did give you a positive return on investment.
Well, and it'll give them a chance. Like you said, we're all getting so numb with this online experience and this virtual reality we're living in. Growers asking growers usually inspires spitballing in a lot of different regards, but going places you maybe never would have thought of going if you had a fixed agenda.
Right. And, you know, farmers answer questions less politically correct than I do. And it's kind of funny when I get to hear some of the answers. And if you're up for it, I got a really good story about that sometime, Pam. I'd be happy to share.
We're going to take that off air because I know how his stories go. No, seriously, I got to ask you, though, because so much of your winter, along with the rest of our University Extension staff, like Joe Lauer, Rodrigo Worley, Damon Smith, all you guys usually are pretty well mobilized going out to communities and meeting face-to-face with those growers and industry leaders. So how does this feel, trying to get game on for 3 months worth of this and this is a major part of your workload as an extension educator.
It is, Pam, and it's frankly, it's a challenge to all of us. You know, we're trying to figure out a way how we can best support farmers under these COVID times, but again, we all understand the restrictions that we're placed under, and we're going to try and do the best job that we can and still deliver that information. And I think at least today we have vehicles such as Pam's website and her Facebook pages and my Twitter, and there's other ways to get information, but I will miss some of the smiling farmers and sleeping farmers and grouchy farmers that I've had in the past that I like, you know, just having discussions with. And as Pam and I were talking earlier, some of the best ideas and discussions come in the hallways, and that's one thing that's going to be lacking this year during our winter meeting sessions.
Now, coolbean.info is Dr. Conley's website, and like he said, Cool Bean's kind of his handle anywhere you want to find him. Are you, you know, I'm assuming you're open to grower suggestions on topics that they'd like to have discussed. I mean, you guys share it, divvy it up. You know, if we've had a weed problem, like you said, sudden death syndrome bit me in the backside. So are you open to farmers sending you suggestions or sending you ideas that you might want to incorporate in some of this winter programming?
That would be the best thing that we could get. Because usually what we're going to do is when we do registrations, they're going to have an area in there that they can ask questions so we can kind of make sure that we address those. Because, again, it's hard to answer questions in some of these online formats. So hopefully when during the registration process, you've been mulling things over, you know, in the combine, or if you're out there strip-tilling this fall, you know, jot those down. Make sure you send them to us. And it gives us something to really think about and focus, because we don't know all the answers and what the challenges are, because, again, we're not in the hallways talking to you farmers out there.
Yeah, and you want to, that's the deal, is you always want to keep that question close and personal and just one-on-one. Well, this forum is going to be a little bit broader than that, but it might be better for the good of the order. And now the way it stands right now, Sean, if you were missing Corn Soy Expo, that's, again, postponed till 2022. All your agronomy updates, I mean, basically everything where they have seen your fuzzy face is now all going to be online, but still going to be happening.
Correct. Everything will be happening. It'll just be in a virtual format. Our pest management, agronomy, soils days will all be on a virtual format. For those CCAs out there that go to the Waba Classic, that will be a four-day virtual program now. They'll be all online, obviously, because it's virtual. And then, as well as the Corn Soy Expo was being replaced with these bull and bean sessions. Again, not optimal, but, you know, our job as researchers and the marketing board is to do the work and get that information out. And if this is the only way we can do it, this is how we're going to do it.
And that's exactly what we're trying to do, get that information out. Dr. Sean Conley, University Extension Soybean Specialist. Remember, if you want to follow along and keep track of when a seminar is being held or a playback, or you want to get your questions in or suggestions for topics, you can find him coolbean.info, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, Wisconsin Soybean Association online at badgerbean.com. Or, of course, you can always follow the conversations and the updates on our website as well. This update brought to you courtesy of your Soybean Checkoff Dollars, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board. Remember, research, education, and promotion, that is what it's all about, whether it's face-to-face or online.